With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump's choice for Pentagon chief is taking the hot seat on Capitol Hill. A Senate confirmation hearing for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth gets underway today. Democrats have been lining up to fire potentially embarrassing questions at Hegseth about anonymous allegations against him, allegations of wrongdoing that he has repeatedly and consistently denied. A report detailing the prosecution's view of Donald Trump's challenge to the 2020 presidential election is now public.
Special Counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law, and the president-elect responded on his Truth Social platform, claiming he was totally innocent and calling Smith a lame-brain prosecutor, saying the voters have spoken. Trump was indicted in 2023. The report reveals for the first time a detailed assessment from Smith. The case was narrowed by a Supreme Court decision that for the first time shields former presidents from criminal prosecution for official acts. When Trump won the election, the DOJ team dismissed the indictment because of a longstanding policy against prosecuting a sitting president. A separate report on the classified documents case will remain under wraps for now. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, firefighters continue battling the Los Angeles wildfires as the return of strong winds threatens the progress they've made.
I'm here in Altanita, California, at the front lines of the Eaton Fire, which has already burned thousands of homes just north of L.A. Firefighters are here doing what's called fuel removal, cutting brush, trees, or anything else that could provide fuel to the fire.
That's correspondent Ty O'Neill. It just may be another manifestation of the Trump effect, as word of progress toward a ceasefire hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up by 261 points. This is SRN News. The Senate prepares to vote on abortion.
Majority Leader John Thune says he will call a vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act this month. That measure requires that doctors, nurses, and all medical personnel render life-saving assistance to any baby who manages to survive an abortion attempt. The vote is expected to take place shortly before the annual March for Life here in Washington on January 24th, which will see thousands of pro-lifers gather in the nation's capital. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With decades of moral decay taking their toll on the U.S., conservative lawmakers across the country are pushing to introduce more Christianity to public school classrooms, providing voluntary Bible classes, and urging the posting of the Ten Commandments. The efforts come as President Trump prepares to take office, pledging to champion the First Amendment right to pray and read the Bible in school. Mr. Trump and his fellow Republicans also support school choice. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejects Utah's attempt to reclaim public lands from the federal government.
Utah argues local control would be more responsive and allow access to revenue from taxes and development projects. Federal agencies control about 70% of Utah's land. The complaint sought control of about half of that, which still amounts to an area nearly as large as South Carolina. The parcels are used for things like energy production, grazing, mining, and recreation. Utah's world-famous national parks and national monuments would have stayed in federal hands. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Blue Origin will try again to launch its massive new rocket as early as Thursday after calling off the debut launch because of ice buildup in critical plumbing. The New Glenn rocket was supposed to blast off before dawn yesterday with a prototype satellite from Cape Canaveral in Florida. More details at SRNNews.com.